Hi, everyone. Today, we are taking a close look at how PepsiCo has built a world-class culture of ethics and has maintained it for more than two decades. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. Earlier this year, PepsiCo received World's Most Ethical Companies honors for an astonishing 18th time in a row, something only a handful of other companies have achieved. But long-term success like this doesn't just happen by itself, or easily, or overnight. The secret of Pepsi's success here is no secret at all, really. It comes from a substantial and sustained campaign with support from across the enterprise at all levels, feeding into a robust culture that puts ethics and integrity first. With us today to discuss some of these strategic and tactical decisions that inform PepsiCo's culture of ethics and business integrity efforts is Craig Peterson, Director, Global Compliance and Ethics Program at PepsiCo. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
PepsiCo is an 18-time World's Most Ethical Companies honoree. Can you talk about some of the hallmarks of your ethics and compliance program that signify not only your organization's dedication to business integrity, but the kind of hard work that goes into maintaining an ENC program at such a high level of excellence?
Yeah, sure. I think where I'll start with that is even beyond the ethics and compliance program, ethics is embedded in PepsiCo's overall values, which we refer to as the PepsiCo way. The PepsiCo way is made up of seven core behaviors, two of which are act with integrity and voice opinions fearlessly. And they both tie nicely into the ethics and compliance agenda. The ethics and compliance program has evolved over time into what we believe is a very mature program. But even with a mature program, I'd say the one key hallmark has to do with the focus on continuous improvement. No matter how mature a program is, there's always room for improvement. Regulatory expectations change, other internal and external factors, business pressures, et cetera, are always changing. So it's critical to always evaluate and enhance the compliance program, which is something we do here at PepsiCo.
Every year, the World's Most Ethical Companies Ethics Quotient Questionnaire changes to reflect the evolving nature of ethics and compliance best practices. What are some of the ways that you feel that your program is evolving in areas that perhaps the ethics quotient doesn't touch on?
So the first thing that comes to mind here is our recent focus on increasing use of technology to build efficiencies into our ethics and compliance program. Within the past year, we created a task force that we refer to as our Digital Center of Excellence, and that's tasked with furthering that technology agenda. Building efficiencies makes our day-to-day work easier, which frees up time that we can use for other more impactful initiatives to help promote ethics and compliance agenda and overall ethical culture. Some of the initiatives that this team has worked on include the development of Power BI dashboards to streamline reporting and analytics. We've also developed some automation of attendance tracking at live training sessions through the use of a QR code and backend reporting. We've also implemented a robotic software tool to automate some of the redundant data entry tasks in our hotline case management system.
You recently underwent a formal culture assessment with Ethisphere. Can you talk about what your expectations for that were and what value you feel this has helped to build for PepsiCo? And perhaps one or two data points from the experience that you found to be especially helpful or enlightening.
So this is actually the third time that we conducted the formal culture assessment, and our plan is to continue to do so on a two-year cycle. We truly believe that we have a strong ethical culture, and the assessment is really a great tool to gather hard data to validate that belief, and also identify potential areas of opportunity to improve the culture. Also, when conducting the assessment every 2 years on an ongoing basis, we have the ability to monitor changes in the culture over time, which is a great tool. You know, about the assessment itself, you know, we feel that there's a lot of great things about it, which is why we've used it three times now. The questions themselves are meaningful and relevant, and they're organized in a great way to provide insight across the eight distinct categories or pillars. The ability to see results across different demographics in the organization is also super valuable to us. One thing that we found really helpful this time around is, Ethisphere made some great improvements to the reporting and analytics and benchmark data that's available with the survey results. So this really allowed us to analyze the results across the organization in a great, robust way.
PepsiCo is a global brand with massive reach and influence. Clearly, a culture of integrity matters a great deal to you. But can you talk about some of the specific initiatives you carry out that help you create a global culture that also allows local or regional teams the autonomy and identity that they want and need?
We are a very large organization with over 300,000 employees worldwide. But one of the great parts about our ethics and compliance program is that it's one dedicated team of resources embedded in the business all around the globe, but we all report up directly to our global chief compliance and ethics officer. So this allows us to create one global agenda, right, that could be tailored and executed locally, and that could be in the form of our communication efforts, training programs, risk assessment processes, and other ethics and compliance initiatives. We also have strong relationships with senior leaders across the organization at the sector level and at the regional level. And we have compliance committees across the globe that include representatives from core functions such as HR, legal, control, finance. These relationships at these levels and with these functions, we feel are critical to creating and maintaining a strong ethical culture across the globe.
For companies that don't have quite as mature a program as PepsiCo, can you offer some insights or some advice on participating in programs like the Ethisphere Culture Assessment and the World's Most Ethical Companies program?
Let's start with the culture assessment. And there's a few key things that I would recommend that you focus on during the planning phase, especially. First, I think it's important to spend time thinking about how you want to analyze the results of the survey once it's complete. So then you can build in the right demographic points. For example, if you want to slice and dice the data by geography or employee level, tenure, function, et cetera, you need to build that into the survey before it launches. So that's critical. Another critical component is during the planning process is communication, right? It's important to promote the survey within the organization before it launches, so your employees understand what the purpose of it is, what value it is going to add to the organization, and to encourage participation. Moving on to the World's Most Ethical Companies program, I'd say, first of all, it's wonderful to receive the recognition, right? We're always very proud and happy every year when we get the notification that we made the list. But even beyond that, there's a lot of value just in completing the ethics quotient survey. Take it seriously, spend time to complete it thoroughly. And I promise you, it will take a lot of time. It's a very thorough questionnaire. It's a great way to evaluate the compliance program to determine your strengths and opportunity areas. Even after participating in the program for 18 years, we do a deep dive every year into the ethics quotient and look for and always find something that we can work on to improve the program. Yeah. For both exercises, I would say it's imperative to take advantage of the tools and the data that's available afterwards. Right, I mentioned earlier that there's great reporting available in relation to the culture assessment with great benchmark data. There's also great benchmark data available for the World's Most Ethical Companies program using the Sphere tool. Data related to your own company is valuable in and of itself, but the availability of that benchmark data makes it that much more powerful. So I recommend highly to take advantage of that.
In an age where enterprise reputation means so much and has become so fragile online, what makes you the proudest to work for PepsiCo? And how does PepsiCo contribute to the global ethics economy?
Yeah, one thing I'm very proud of is something we call PepsiCo Positive, which is our core business strategy that guides how the business will grow in the future while also having a positive impact on the planet and people. You know, it addresses everything from how we source our ingredients, how we sell our products, the agricultural practices that farmers use that grow some of the products we use, as well as the packaging used in our iconic brands. In my opinion, this is a great contribution to the ethics economy globally. And there's a lot of information about PepsiCo Positive on our website, PepsiCo.com. So I encourage people, if they're interested, to check it out.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for joining us and for offering so much detail on how you and your team are maintaining and advancing such a high standard of business integrity at PepsiCo.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
To learn more about PepsiCo's business integrity efforts, please visit PepsiCo.com. For their global code of conduct and information on their governance practices, hit the Who We Are tab on the homepage. And for details on PepsiCo's ethics and compliance program, go to the Our Impact tab on the homepage and hit the link for ESG Topics A to Z. To learn more about the 2024 World's Most Ethical Companies honorees, visit worldsmostethicalcompanies.com. And be sure to check out our special World's Most Ethical Companies issue of Ethisphere magazine, publishing at the end of June at magazine.ethisphere.com. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.